今天早上信息的题目是除你以外。
Today's sermon topic is desire nothing but you。
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters。
让我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer。
坐在天上宝座的至高者。
The Most High who is in his throne in heaven。
万军的耶和华。
The Lord of all things。
我们天上的阿爸父。
And our heavenly Abba Father。
我们感谢你，让我们今天能够聚集在这里去敬拜你。
We give thanks that we can assemble here today to worship you.
亦都感謝你，讓我能夠聽到你嘅話語。
And we give thanks that we can hear your word.
喺度求你潔淨孩子同埋翻譯嘅琪琪姊妹。
May you cleanse the speaker and the translator.
讓我哋能夠喺你面前侍立侍奉你。
So that before you we can serve you.
能夠成為你話語嘅代言人。
So that we can be speakers of your word.
亦都求你憐憫今日在座嘅每一個弟兄姊妹。
And may you have mercy on each and every brother and sister here today.
主啊，你的话语是大有能力。
Lord, your word has great power.
但我们必须要能够从心里面去看见。
But we must see this with our spiritual eyes.
因此求你藉着圣灵去引导，去光照我们。
And may the Holy Spirit enlighten us and move us.
愿你的话语成为我们生命的力量。
So that your word becomes the strength of our heart.
去建立我们属灵的生命。
To build up our spiritual lives,
去走我哋呢条人生嘅路
，so that we can walk the rest of the days of our lives.
我祷告系奉主耶稣嘅名祈求。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。以勒团契成立咗就快五年。
Jireh Fellowship has been established for almost 5 years.
喺呢五年嚟，一直都喺以勒家嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋应该会留意得到。
And in these last 5 years, brothers and sisters who have remained in Jireh Fellowship, we can notice this.
虽然呢啲弟兄姊妹喺属灵嘅生命上边都会有起有跌
，that although in the spiritual lives of brothers and sisters they may have been highs and lows，
但系你始终都系对神嘅话语好认真
，but we continue to remain serious towards the word of God。
佢哋都有以行动去跟从神
，and through their actions they continue to follow God。
亦都有实践出喺弟兄姊妹之间有彼此切实相爱。
And put into practice among brothers and sisters to love one another deeply.
就正如好似彼得前书一章二十二节咁讲。
Just as it says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假。
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from your heart.
今日你能够顺服神嘅话。
Today we can obey God's word.
你又喺神面前有一个洁净嘅心。
And before God, we have a pure heart.
仲有啲乜嘢你同神嘅关系上边仍要更进一步咧
？And what is there in your relationship between us and God that can allow us to go to the next level？
又或者有啲乜嘢仍然拦阻咗你嘅属灵嘅生命去进一步成长
？Or perhaps what is there hindering our spiritual life to prevent us from maturing further？
神嘅灵曾经感动佢一个嘅仆人。
The Spirit of God moved his servant.
呢个人系一个对跟从神好认真嘅人。
And this person was a person who was serious about following God.
喺佢跟从神嘅路上，佢嘅内心曾经经历过好艰难嘅挑战。
And in his path of following God, in his heart, he passed through many difficult challenges.
神感动佢，将佢内心嘅经历。记载咗喺圣经上。
And God moved them so that the experience of their heart He recorded in the Bible.
去帮助同鼓励其他属神嘅人。
Help and encourage other people who belong to God.
让佢哋可以更进一步嘅同神有一种亲密嘅关系。
So that they can go one step further and have an intimate relationship with God.
亦都让佢哋继续有力嘅去走喺跟从神嘅人生路上。
And also so that they can continue to have strength to walk a life that follows God.
他的经历记载了在诗篇第73篇。
And his experience he recorded in Psalm 73.
这位跟从神的人在经文里面这样说自己。
This person who followed God in this passage says this about himself.
他说他洁净了他自己的心。
He says that I have kept my heart pure.
洁净的心有些英文的译本译作清心。
Cleansed heart, it is translated as cleansed heart in the King James Version and a pure heart in the NIV Version.
NIV 的翻译更加指出他一直保持一份清心。
And in the NIV version, it says that he kept a pure heart.
他又说他已经洗手表明无辜。
And it also says that he washed his hands in innocence.
即係話佢嘅手冇行到惡事。
That is to say, his hands have done no evil.
根據佢所講。
According to what he said.
佢可以講係做到一個守潔心清嘅人。
He can say that he is a person with clean hands and a pure heart.
作為一個跟從神嘅人，能夠做到守潔心清。
For a person who follows the Lord, in order to achieve clean hands and a pure heart.
應該係一個好認真去跟從神話語嘅人。
It should be a person who follows the word of God seriously.
如果我哋見到個基督徒係守潔心清嘅話，
If we see a Christian who has clean hands and a pure heart,
我哋都會諗佢已經係一個好模範嘅基督徒。
We will also think to ourselves that he is a model Christian.
應該喺信上邊站立得穩。
That in their faith there are a Christian who can stand firm.
但佢點樣講自己咧？
But what does he say about himself?
第二節咁話。
In verse 2 it says.
至於我，我的腳幾乎失閃，我的腳險些滑跌。
But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold.
佢話佢喺跟從神嘅路上爭一啲就跌低啦。
He said that in his path of following God, he almost stumbled.
爭一啲就完全都企唔住。
And he was almost completely unable to stand firm.
一個可以做到守潔心清嘅基督徒，竟然爭一啲就跌低。
For a Christian who can achieve clean hands and a pure heart, he could almost stumble.
原因是什么呢?
What is the reason?
在第三节这样说。
In verse 3 it says,
我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。
For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
他说他心里面觉得人生很不公平。
He says that in his heart he thinks that life is unfair.
跟住佢喺第四到第十二节讲出佢睇到关于嗰啲狂傲嘅人、恶人嘅事。
And then in verses 4 to 12, he continues to describe what he sees in the arrogant and the wicked.
首先系关于呢啲恶人嘅境况。
Firstly, in regards to the situation of the wicked.
喺生活上，佢哋冇任何嘅挣扎。
That in their lives, they seem to have no struggles.
佢哋嘅财宝多，冇负担，生活过得好安逸。
That they are wealthy, free of burdens, and have carefree lives.
而喺身体上，佢哋有健康，冇病冇痛，而且身体好强壮。
And in their body, they are healthy, not plagued by human ills, and are even strong.
喺言行上边，佢哋骄傲自大。
And in their speech and deeds, they are filled with pride.
说话讥笑人，亵渎神。
And filled with arrogance. They scoff and they lay claim to heaven.
这班恶人更加是多行强暴去欺压人。
And these wicked people use violence to oppress people.
他见到恶人的恶行。
He sees the evil deeds of the wicked.
但他见不到这些恶人在世上有什么报应。
But he couldn't see the retribution that the wicked people received on earth.
所以在十二节他这么说。
So in verse 12 he says,
看啊，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。
This is what the wicked are like, always carefree, they increased in wealth.
而对于他自己，
And for himself,
在第十四节他这么说，
In verse 14 he says,
我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
All day long I have been plagued and I have been punished every morning.
跟从神的人去自问，他已经在神面前守洁心清。
These people who follow God ask themselves that before God they have clean hands and pure heart.
而他要面对的，
But what they must face,
却是种种的灾难。
Are many types of suffering.
每日都好像被惩罚一样。
Every day is like a new punishment.
他不是羡慕恶人的成功和享受。
He does not envy the success and enjoyments of the wicked.
但他想见到公义的彰显。
But he wants to see the manifestation of justice.
但当恶人做恶事，并冇任何嘅报应，仲反而处处成功。
But when the wicked do evil and they receive no retribution for their deeds, but instead succeed in what they do,
义人却冇好日子过。
And yet the righteous do not live a happy life.
佢嘅心里就觉得好唔公平。
In his heart, he feels that this is unfair.
其实心里面觉得不公平，亦都可能在基督徒之间出现。
And in fact, to feel that it is unfair can also happen between Christians.
例如两个基督徒都回应神的呼召去侍奉神。
For example, if two Christians respond to a calling from God to serve God,
大家都要减少很多的时间去在儿女的身上。
They will both have less time to spend with their children.
有一个的儿女不用父母跟他们一起，他们都做得很好。
For one, their children do not need their parents' company to be with them for them to be good.
但另外一个儿女就越来越差，甚至不再信神。
But for the other, their children become increasingly worse to the point where they no longer believe in God.
当很多人说
And when many people are saying,
儿女不用父母的操心都做得好，因为这对父母对神很忠心。
The children who do not need their parents' hard work to be good, it must be because these parents are faithful to God.
当另一个基督徒听到这番说话的时候，他的内心会有什么感受？
But when the other Christian hears this in their heart, how will they feel?
特别是当这个基督徒他自问他已经对神面前很清心、很忠心，也都付出了很多。
Particularly when this Christian, he knows that he has a pure heart towards God, he has great faith and has paid a great price.
他不是期望儿女有杰出的表现。
He does not hope that his children are outstanding.
他盼望的只是儿女可以有正常的成长。
He merely hopes that his children can grow up normally and healthily.
但他每日所面对的就好像不停地受罚一样。
But every day what he faces is like a never-ending punishment.
他的内心就好像诗篇73篇所讲。
And in his heart, perhaps it will be like what it says in Psalm 73.
觉得人生为什么会这么不公平？
They ask themselves how life could be so unfair.
但其实当一个跟从神的人有这种想法，
But when a person who follows God has these thoughts,
他的心其实在埋怨神。
In their hearts, they are in fact grumbling about God.
他对神的信会动摇，甚至会跌倒。
And their faith in God will be shaken or even completely topple.
诗篇第七十三篇这个人想到这里的时候，他知道自己的想法是不对。
This person, when he reached Psalm 73, he knew that these thoughts were wrong.
所以在第十五节这么说。
So in verse 15, he says,
我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。
If I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed your children.
他知道这种说话会叛跌其他跟从神的人。
He knows that if he said this, it will cause others who follow God to stumble.
他尝试用自己的思考和认识去解释和去明白。
He tried to use his own thinking and understanding to explain and to understand.
但他发现他不可能够去明白得到。
But he realizes that he cannot understand it.
他虽然没有停止以行动去跟从神。
And although he doesn't stop following God's word through his actions.
他也没有停止用说话去鼓励其他跟从神的人。
And he doesn't stop encouraging other people who follow God through his speech.
但他的内心充满郁闷。
But in his heart he is filled with misery.
一点喜乐都没有。
There isn't even a little bit of joy.
那你呢？
So what about you?
你的内心是喜乐还是郁闷？
In your heart, do you have joy or misery?
无论你的内心是喜乐还是郁闷。
No matter in your heart if you have joy or misery.
是不是主要的原因是因为你工作上是不是顺利，你的身体的病是不是能够康复？
Does it depend on whether your work goes smoothly or in your body if you have sickness or health?
又或者是你和人的关系上面好不好有关？
Or perhaps whether your interpersonal relationships are good or bad.
这个跟从神的人没办法只去解决他心里面的困难。
This person who follows God has no way to solve the trouble in their heart.
直至到他做了一件事。
Until they do this one thing.
在第十七节的第上半节。
In the first part of verse 17.
等我进了神的圣所。
Till I entered the sanctuary of God.
这个人的属灵的生命和他属灵的眼光出现了转捩点。
This person in their spiritual life and in their spiritual insight, they had a turning point.
是当他进入了神的圣所。
And this is when they enter the sanctuary of God.
神的圣所不是指一座建筑物。
The sanctuary of God is not a building or structure.
是指神临在的地方。
But it is a place where God has descended.
是一个属神的人可以来到神面前的地方。
It is a place where a person who belongs to God can come before him.
那里可以听到神的话。
There they can hear the word of God.
那里可以向神祷告和向神倾诉。
There they can pray to God and confide in God.
甚至可以在神面前坦白的哭诉。
Or even can come before God and honestly cry and grieve.
神的圣所也是一班属神的人一起聚集去的地方。
The sanctuary of God is also a place where people who belong to God assemble.
在那里属神的人以心灵和诚实去敬拜神。
There, people who belong to God in spirit and in truth worship him.
当他进入到神的圣所。
And when he enters into the sanctuary of God,
他属灵的心眼见到以前他从未见到的。
His spiritual eyes can see what his eyes had never seen before.
點解呢？
Why is this so?
因為只有神先能夠俾人有屬靈嘅眼光。
Because only God can give us spiritual insight.
喺哥林多後書嘅第四章第四同埋第六節咁話。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 4 and 6 it says.
此等不信之人被這世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督榮耀福音的光照著他們。基督本是神的像，那吩咐光從黑暗裏照出來的神已經照在我們心裏，叫我們得知神榮耀的光顯在耶穌基督的面上。
The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
人類由亞當犯罪開始，
Mankind, from the moment that Adam first sinned,
人的眼睛就只能夠看到屬地的事，
the eyes of man can only see the things of this world.
人的眼睛被這個世界的神弄瞎了，
and their eyes have been blinded by the God of this age.
就只有神才有能力叫光從黑暗裡照出來。
For only God has the power to call light to shine out of darkness.
并且是照在人的心里面。
And to shine on the hearts of man.
叫人能够看到神的荣耀和属天的事。
So that man can see the glory of God and the things of heaven.
这个跟从神的人进入了神的圣所。
And when this person who follows God enters into the sanctuary of God.
他见到四样的事情。
There are four things that he can see.
第一样。
The first thing.
他看到神的话是信实可靠。
He can see that the word of God is true and trustworthy.
他见到神说过他会以公平正义审判人。
He can see that God has said he will with righteousness and justice judge man.
神就一定会执行。
And God will certainly do this.
在他所定的日子，他一定会照圣经所说。
And on the day that he has appointed, he will certainly, as it says in the Bible,
让义人看到那些行恶行强暴的会遭报。
Allow the righteous to see what the people who do evil and act violently will receive.
第二让他看到自己。
He can see himself.
当他的心灵苦涩，内心被刺痛的时候。
When their spirit is bitter and their hearts are in pain.
当他的眼只是看在地上的事的时候。
And when their eyes only see the things of this earth,
他变得无理性无知，
they will become senseless and ignorant,
就好像畜生一样，
just like a brute beast.
曾经经历过极度痛苦灾难的约伯这样说，
Job, who experienced great suffering, once said,
在约伯记的第六章二十六节这样说，
In Job chapter 6 verse 26 it says,
绝望人的讲论既然如风，你们还想要拗正言语么？
Do you mean to correct what I say and treat the words of a despaired man as wind? Job said that when a man is in great suffering, he may say something that his normal rational self would not say. And what he says may even offend God.
就当这个跟从神的人看到自己的软弱和失败的时候，
Just as when a person who follows God sees their own weakness and shortcomings.
虽然他的外表和说话都很属灵，
Although in their outward appearance and in their speech they may seem very spiritual.
但他的内心却是另一回事，
But their hearts are in a completely different situation.
当他感到羞愧无地自容的时候，
When he is ashamed to the point where he can't even show his face.
他看到第三件事。
Then he will see the third thing.
在73章第23到24节咁话。
In Psalm 73 verses 23 to 24.
然而我常与你同在，你参着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory.
当他觉得自己很失败的时候，
When he feels that he is a great failure,
他看到神原来一直与他同在，
He can see that God has always been with him.
他说他差一点就在信的道上跌倒，
He He says that he almost stumbled in his faith.
原來他的信心沒有完全跌倒。
In fact, his faith, he did not tumble completely.
是因為神一直扶住他的右手，扶住他。
This is because God continued to hold his right hand and help him.
一個跟從神的人又稱為屬神的人。
A person who follows God is a person who belongs to God.
因為主曾經應許過。
Because the Lord promised this.
主耶穌基督在約翰福音的第十章二十九節這樣說。
The Lord in John chapter 10 verse 29 said,
我父把羊賜給我，他比萬有都大，誰也不能從我父手裡把他們奪去。
My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
他看到雖然這個世界和他自己所遭遇的他不能夠明白。
He can see that although everything in the world and what he encounters, he does not fully understand.
他亦都因為生活的艱難同埋內心裏邊嘅憂傷。
And because of the difficulties in his life and his own disheartened heart.
而他亦都想過講過一啲得罪神嘅説話。
He may have thought or said things that offend God.
但係神冇離棄過佢。
But God did not abandon him.
神仲一直用佢大能嘅手扶住佢。
But God uses his almighty hands to continue to help him.
神繼續用佢嘅話去教導佢、引導佢。
And God continues to, through his word, teach him and guide him.
直至到嗰一日，神會將佢接到榮耀裏。
Until on that day when God receives him in glory.
然後佢嘅內心見到第四樣。
And then in his heart he will see the fourth thing.
這一樣亦都係神最想屬神嘅人可以睇到。
And this is also what God most hopes for people who belong to him to see.
就係神本身就係人嘅至寶。
That is God himself is the supreme treasure.
所以佢咁話。
So he says,
除你以外，在天上我有誰呢？除你以外，在地上我也沒有所愛慕的。我的肉體和我的心腸衰殘，但神是我心裡的力量，又是我的福分，直到永遠。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
他說除了神之外，他再沒有任何所愛慕。
He says that apart from God, there is no other he desires.
他的肉體是指他的身體和物質方面。
His physical being, that is his body and the material aspect.
他的心腸是指他情感方面。
And his feelings, that is the emotional aspect.
這兩樣都會失去衰殘。
Both of these will pass and be lost.
但是當神在他心中的時候，
But when God is in his heart,
他就有力量，
he will have strength.
他就覺得有福，
and he will feel that he is blessed.
心裡就有滿足，
and his heart will be content.
很多很多的人，他們都會樂意主耶穌基督成為他們的救主，因為他們的罪得到赦免。
Many people, they have the Lord Jesus as a Savior Lord, and their sins have been forgiven.
他不會再想要求什麼，因為他已經覺得很夠了。
They are content because they do not want to pursue anything further.
很少人會預備以主耶穌基督為他們生命的主。
Few people were prepared to have the Lord Jesus as the Lord of their lives.
願意跟從他和不斷地去學習個敬虔的生活。
And are willing to follow him and continue to learn to live a godly life.
寥寥可數的人會想過以主耶穌基督為他的至寶。
But very rarely will people consider the Lord Jesus as their supreme treasure.
主耶穌基督曾經講過一個比喻。
The Lord Jesus once gave this analogy.
在馬太福音的第十三章第四十四節。
In Matthew chapter 13 verse 44.
天國好像寶貝藏在地裡。人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，卖了这块地。
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
这个比喻里面有一个人发现到一个宝贝。
In this analogy, a person found a treasure.
而这个宝贝是藏在地里面。
And this treasure was hidden in a field.
当他看清楚发现这个是至宝的时候。
And when he saw clearly and discovered that this was a great treasure.
他知道如果他想拥有这个宝贝。
He knew that if he was to obtain this treasure.
他必须先拥有这块地，他才可以将这个宝贝掘出来。
He must first own the land so that he could dig out this treasure.
So he 賣曬佢所有嘅嘢。
And as a result, he sold all that he had.
即係話佢為咗要掘出同埋擁有呢個寶貝。
So that he could dig at and obtain this treasure.
佢情願放低佢過去同埋現在所有。
He would rather let go of everything he once owned or currently owned.
包括佢一直以來佢收集視為寶貝。
Including everything he had collected and everything that he thought was a treasure.
更加留意嘅係。
And we should also take notice
他是欢欢喜喜地去放低,
that he did this joyfully.
一个人可以在他生命上面作出不同的牺牲,
for a person in his life that he could sacrifice many things.
但他的牺牲并不是因为他是基督为至宝而做,
but his sacrifice was not because he thought of Christ as the supreme treasure.
他的犧牲可能是因為他已經下了一個決定。
His sacrifice may be because of a decision he had made.
又或者是因為他已經許下了一個承諾。
Or perhaps a commitment that he had promised.
又或者是因為他說過要承擔的責任。
Or perhaps because it was a duty he said he would fulfill.
又或者是因為他知道這些是應該要做的事。
Or perhaps he knows that it is something that he should do.
但當他做的時候並沒有一點的喜樂。
But when he did it without any joy.
在這個比喻裡面的人就剛剛相反。
But the person in this analogy is the complete opposite.
雖然他犧牲了很多。
Although he sacrificed a lot.
但他看到是值得。
But he considered it worth it.
如果你未能夠好像這個人這樣。
If you haven't been able to be like this person,
其實是因為你對主的認識仍然不足夠。
It is because your understanding of the Lord is insufficient.
使徒保罗是其中一个看到这个宝贝是人的至宝的人。
The Apostle Paul is one of the people who saw this treasure as the supreme treasure.
他在哥林多后书第六章九到十节曾经这样分享过。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 to 10, he gave this sharing.
似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的；似乎要死，却是活着的；似乎受责罚，却是不至丧命的。似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
Known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything.
留意第十節的上半節。
Notice in the first part of verse 10.
保罗说似乎忧愁却是常常快乐的。
Paul says, sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
英文的翻译更加是指出他真的有忧愁。
English translation is clear in that he was sorrowful.
但是他在忧愁和困苦的当中。
But in his sorrow and in his hardships.
他仍然可以有快乐在他的心中。
He could still rejoice in his heart.
因為同詩篇第73篇所講嘅一樣。
Because it is like what it says in Psalm 73.
佢認識到主係佢嘅至寶。
He knew that the Lord is his supreme treasure.
除佢以外。
That apart from him.
佢再沒有所愛慕。
There is nothing else he desires.
總結今日嘅信息。
To conclude today's sermon.
詩篇第73篇讓我哋去睇到。
Psalm 73 allows us to see.
跟從神嘅話，作一個守潔心清嘅人，係蒙神喜悅嘅。
That in following the word of God, to be a person with clean hands and a pure heart is pleasing to God.
神一定會恩待同喺佢面前持著一個清心嘅人。
And God will certainly bless those who have a pure heart towards him.
但跟從神的話也要心裡面有喜樂去跟從。
But in following the word of God, we must also have joy in our hearts as we follow.
要有喜樂滿足的心去走在跟從主的路上。
And we are to have a joyful and content heart in walking this path of following the Lord.
我們必須要尋求神的幫助。
We must ask God for help.
讓我們跟從神不單止在行為上面。
So that we follow God not only through our actions.
都不只是在我們的口的言語上面。
Or through what we say or what we speak.
而是因為我們有一份渴慕神的心。
But because we have a heart that thirsts for God.
要有呢份嘅心。
In order to have this heart,
我哋必须要求神叫佢嘅光照喺我哋嘅内心嘅黑暗当中。
We must ask God to shine His light through the darkness in our heart.
照明我哋心里边嘅眼睛。
And to enlighten our spiritual eyes.
让我哋睇到神嘅话系绝对真实可靠。
So that we can see that the word of God is true and trustworthy.
让我哋睇到自己有啲咩地方系软弱。
And so we can see in what areas we have weaknesses.
亦都让我哋去睇到，虽然我哋喺软弱失败当中。
And allow us to see that although we are in weakness and failure.
但系神仍然同我哋同在。
But God continues to be with us.
神一直用祂的手扶住我们。
God continues to use His hands to help us.
没让我们的信心完全跌倒。
So that our faith does not completely topple.
更重要。
But even more importantly.
是让我们去看到神是我们唯一的至宝。
So that we can see that God is our true and only supreme treasure.
虽然我们不能够明白祂在人类的历史和我们的生命里面的计划。
Although we cannot fully understand His plans for mankind and in our own lives.
这个世界仍然有很多成功的恶人和狂傲的人。
And although there are many senseless and ignorant people who are successful on this earth.
虽然我们仍然会遇到令我们忧伤难过的事。
And we may encounter things that cause us to be sorrowful and miserable.
虽然我们的身体不一定会康复。
And although we may not always have health in our bodies.
但只要有神在我们的心中。
But as long as we have God in our hearts.
神的能力会在我们软弱的当中成为我们的力量。
The power of God in our weakness will become our strength.
神所应许的福分会成为我们喜乐的盼望。
And the blessing that God has promised will become the hope of our joy.
神本身才能够真正令我们的心灵得到满足的至宝。
And God Himself is the supreme treasure that allows our spirit to be truly satisfied.
今年是2020年。
This year is the year 2020.
亦都是以勒家快将成立五年。
And Jireh Fellowship has been established for almost 5 years.
但愿在这年里面。
But in this year.
弟兄姊妹能够更加的对主有更深的认识。
May brothers and sisters have a deeper understanding of the Lord.
更加能够见到主是我们的至宝。
And may we all be able to regard the Lord as our supreme treasure.
能够与主更亲。
So that we can be closer to the Lord.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上阿爸父。
Our heavenly Abba Father.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praises to you.
感謝你親手建立以勒家。
We give thanks that you yourself established Jireh Fellowship.
接近五年的時間。
The past almost 5 years.
你不斷的以你的話語去建立弟兄姊妹。
You continue to use your word to build up brothers and sisters.
你以你的話語去潔淨他們的心。
And through your word, you cleanse our hearts.
讓他們能夠在你面前持著守潔心清。
So that before you, we can have clean hands and a pure heart.
天父在这里求你怜悯。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
求你继续的帮助以勒家的弟兄姊妹。
May you continue to help the brothers and sisters in Jireh Fellowship.
让他们能够继续的在你的圣所里面去亲近你。
May we continue to be able to draw near to you in your sanctuary.
求圣灵的光照在他们的内心。
And may the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit be on their hearts.
无论在他们个人的灵修上面。
Whether in their own personal quiet times,
又或者是在他们的团契小组上面,
or in their gatherings and cell groups,
更加的是在教会的崇拜里面,
or in the Sunday services,
让他们都能够看见你的荣耀,
may we see your glory,
看见你话语的真实,
and see how true and trustworthy your word is,
看见你一直不离不弃的去扶持他们。
And see that you have not abandoned us and you continue to help us.
更重要的，让他们看到他们人生里面的至宝。
And help us to see that you are the supreme treasure in our lives.
求你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让我们在以后的人生路上。
That for the rest of our lives.
我们都能够紧紧地跟随你。
May we follow you closely.
并且能够有一个喜乐的心去跟从你。
And follow you with a joyful heart.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
And may all the glory be ascribed to you.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.